right, KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. Good morning, everybody. Well, I'll tell you what, go local, go different Santa Fe. Today we have the great fortune of visiting with our friends from the Tea House. We want to welcome Brittany and Cole Campbell to the program today. Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having us today.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to visiting this morning with you because you have an amazing company here in town. And it's also a wonderful place here in Santa Fe to just go chill out and enjoy. So let's start with the first question this morning. Brittany and Cole, tell us about your business. Tell us about the Tea House and what makes it special here in Santa Fe.
So we own the Tea House on Canyon Road. We serve American Bistro Fare.
Let me go ahead and get you a little closer.
Tea, espressos. We also added cocktails this year. So we support local New Mexico spirits. So we have a great cocktail list in addition. The thing that makes us probably the most special is that we have over 80 tea selections from all over the world. We have fantastic oolongs, greens, blacks. We have great caffeine-free options as well. We have a scratch-made kitchen that's 99% gluten-free. That's fantastic. We really try to focus on gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian options, and then being able to add proteins to those base options. So, and what makes us special is the community in Canyon Road is just like no other here in Santa Fe, and we're super excited to be a part of that.
Well, we do want to remind people where you're at. Let's go ahead and give that address.
So we're at 821 Canyon Road. So depending on the way you look at it, we're at the end of Canyon Road or at the top of Canyon Road. And so we're at the very end of that. We have a fantastic year-round dog-friendly patio. We have cherry trees, apricot trees, peach trees, and apple trees. And it's just, there's not another place like it in Santa Fe. And we're, like I said earlier, we're just, it's surreal that we're a part of the community and that we own this business. So.
Wow, that's great, Cole. Brittany, what a great company.
Yes, it's such a special place. And we're just so proud, like Cole said, to be part of Santa Fe and Canyon Road. What a special place, community like nowhere else. So we're thrilled to be a part of it.
I'm looking at your website, by the way, and an extensive menu here of teas. So we really want people to stop on by, enjoy a cup of tea, and visit with friendly people. Now, when did you open, and what inspired you to start this business? Do you want to take that one? All right, go for it.
Sure. So September of 24, we purchased it. And we
this
are
past year?
Of 24.
Of 2024.
2024. We are from Texas originally, mm-hmm. About 3.5 hours away in Amarillo. And so we've, Brittany and I have been married almost 20 years. So we've been coming to Santa Fe for over 20 years. And we have been working remotely due to COVID for the last 3 or 4 years and really wanted a permanent home base. And so we started looking for businesses for sale in Santa Fe. And we were in Phoenix before, and then before that we were in Denver. So it was always our kind of midway place back to Texas. And so we really started looking in 2024 and knew that this is where we wanted to be and weren't sure that it was going to be permanent, as opposed to more of a vacation or second home. But we really over the last year or two being here more during COVID kind of fell in love with it even more and really wanted to be here permanently.
Fabulous. Do you have anything to add to that?
This got us here permanently, and we really feel like we have a home here in Santa Fe. The community has just been incredible. I've met so many wonderful people, and they've just taken us in, and it's just very special. So we feel like we finally have a home and a place to be.
Well, we are so glad that you're here. And, I see here over 80 teas, right? We were talking. And so there is something for everyone out there when it comes to tea. And I have a question that somebody might be, because I was talking with my wife earlier, and we're talking about the Tea House. And for people that might be coffee drinkers, but not necessarily tea drinkers, and they want to get into the tea scene, like you can help with maybe make some recommendations when they first go to the tea house?
Sure. We sell a lot of, if you're more on the latte side or like milk with steamed milk with your espresso, we do offer a lot of tea lattes as well. So if you're not quite ready to make the transition, that's a really good segment into that way you can still try it but still have a little bit of steamed milk in there. Or and then also, like we were talking about earlier, the oolongs and some of the pu'ers that we carry offer a little bit more of a robust flavor that might be a little more comparable to an espresso or a coffee. But we neither one of us were real big tea drinkers when we started this, and I think people would really be surprised at the selection that we have and the different qualities that tea brings versus the espresso bean. So there's a lot of great medicinal purposes, and that's something that we're going to talk about here in a little bit on our extended programs here the qualities of the tea versus espresso.
I love that. You know, tea houses have like the coolest vibe on earth. I mean, if you're looking for a place to just chill, to relax, to really reset, recharge, it's like that daily, you know, dose that you can get there. And you're, besides that super cool vibe that you guys have and your amazing selection, what's the one thing that people might not know about your business or industry that you want to share with them about it? Any ideas on maybe like, oh, do all your teas come from like one location or are they from all around the world?
Sure. So we have between 10 and 12 vendors. And so Japan, China, India, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Germany. We do a lot of our caffeine mixes, and we're starting to blend in-house as well. That'll be something that we're going to be introducing in the spring, where we're actually trying to source more local Native American ingredients, sage and those type things. So we're really excited about depending less on imports and more with the community here in the surrounding areas.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, because you know, for those of us that may not be able to make it to Japan but want to have like an authentic Japanese tea, or if we want to have something more local that's to our Native American community, you have something for everyone, and that's so exciting. And besides tea, is there snacks or food or anything?
We have a full breakfast brunch menu. We serve that 8 to 3, Thursday through Monday. A really full, great menu, whether you're looking for a fresh sandwich, salad, our soups are incredible. Like we said, everything made in-house. So we've really worked hard to be a scratch kitchen and make everything from our quiche crusts, every pastry in-house. So it's really a great eclectic menu.
This is great. Okay, so I know where I'm going today. I'm going to the tea house because they have everything that you ever need. You know, you do, you said something earlier about like the being friendly, right? And dog friendly patio. We all love our pets, and you know, we want to chill in a relaxing atmosphere and a great vibe, and maybe have our dogs with us. And it's great to know that you have a dog friendly patio. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. And we also have during the colder months, we have two heated greenhouses outside that are clear plastic, so you still have the outdoor elements, but then they're heated. So, and you're able to bring your dog as well. So, like on a day like today, the greenhouses are perfect because you still have the feel of the patio, but then you have the enclosed heating element of it. So, yeah, it's fantastic. We love dogs, and people, you know, sit for an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes maybe a little longer than they should. But it's once you there, I don't think if you haven't experienced our patio, if you haven't experienced the vibe of the tea house, I think it's second to none. And being dog friendly is part of our culture.
You know, I got to say that the tea house, in addition to the tea and the food and the warm vibe, friendly atmosphere, it's just also a wonderful way to connect with also other people in our community. And I don't know, just there's always something about like the conversations that take place and just visiting that's always relaxing, and just a beautiful community space that you have there. And along the historic Canyon Road. And so for visitors and locals alike to be able to be there and hang out, really appreciate that. Now, if people are wanting to get into the tea scene and you can help them maybe pick some teas, but also tea wares, do you sell any tea wares if people are like, hey, I want to take something home?
Absolutely. So over the past like 6 to 9 months, we've really increased our retail teaware selection, and that's becoming more important to us as we move into the spring. We're going to be starting tea flights and more knowledge afternoon tea ceremonies and high teas, and so the teaware plays a really big part in that. And so as we're understanding tea more, we're starting to incorporate the need for better teaware and service pieces, and so that's important as aesthetics and the functionality of those teawares. So we have a fantastic selection right now, and that's something that we're going to continually increase upon as Brittany and I gain additional knowledge. We're going to Tea Expo in March, and we're really excited to bring back the knowledge with us, and we're going to pass that along, obviously, to Santa Fe. And I think that's something that the tea house has been missing for the last several years, is really a great tea program, and that knowledge from the owners, and Brittany and I are committed to bringing that to Santa Fe.
We're so excited you are. And so we're going to be visiting with Cole and Brittany Campbell when we return. I want to ask you about like maybe the benefits of drinking tea. Some people, there's a lot of medicinal benefits, health benefits, but we're going to take a brief break. And when we come back, I may ask about some of the benefits that you have seen, maybe in your own personal lives, but we'll be back with more right here on KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. All right, we're back with the Tea House. We're with our friends, Cole and Brittany Campbell, and so glad that you're here. And the Tea House, man, over 80 different types of tea, man. Great curated espresso drinks. Talked about like scratch made food from your kitchen. Oh, I saw here. Can I expand on this really quickly? I see tea infused cocktail.
Absolutely. So we partner with Rolling Still Vodka in Taos. And so we use their vodkas, and they have fantastic whiskeys as well. And so we are infusing all of our cocktails with different types of teas. A lot of those are caffeine-free options. And then we also do a fantastic espresso martini from a great orange liqueur company out of Albuquerque, great agave spirit company out of Albuquerque. And so we're doing some lapsang infused smoky fig margaritas for the margarita trail that's we just added, just joined that group. It's called the El Higo for the fig in Spanish, and nice. So we're excited about that. And so we also make all of our syrups in-house for our espresso, for our teas, and so those are incorporated into our cocktails as well.
Right on. Well, you know, I did a cursory search for just, you know, the benefits, health benefits to tea. And what popped up was heart health support, brain function and focus, powerful antioxidants, metabolism, weight support, digestive and gut health, stress reduction and sleep, blood sugar support. I mean, do you ever get people that come in and say, I can't sleep, I need something to sleep, or I need to focus better? I mean, some of these things that I just mentioned here, do you ever get people that walk in and ask for help on stuff like that?
Absolutely, all the time, whether it be you're congested from allergies. We have a great decongestion tea. Altitude sickness, we get a lot of that from travelers. And our baristas, our staff's very knowledgeable and can point anyone that comes in with in the right direction on a handful of teas for each issue that anyone's concerned about.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Anti-inflammatory as well. We have a really probably 10 or 12 different teas that are caffeine free, that have turmeric, ginger, again for the altitude. If a lot of people are struggling with altitude, ginger is your best friend. And so a lot of people don't like the idea of ginger by itself, and so we pair it with a peppermint, we pair it with tulsi, and so there's a lot of different ways to drink ginger without it just being so overly ginger or over turmeric tasting. And so it's a great way to explore those different types of herbs without you taking a pill.
That's fascinating. Okay, so the more that we're talking about tea, the more I'm learning that this can be very very good for people's health, but also there's just so much here to learn and to know about. And I'm wondering, just like when people think of wine and they drink wine and the sommelier or something, there's a lot here because you could say, hey, I need help sleeping. Okay, well, there's a chamomile option, lavender tea option, lemon balm option. They say, okay, maybe in the morning I can have caffeine. Maybe at night I don't. What are my different options? There's a lot here. And so having friendly people, having a business here that can help us and help educate, but help serve this stuff is the tea is just, this is so awesome that we have you guys here. And so the tea house, again, folks, stop on by like today. Don't wait. Go there right today. So let's go over your, I want to ask you about like your, what's coming up, your events and promotion stuff, but let's go over your location one more time and your hours of operation. Share that one more time.
We're at the top of Canyon Road, 821 Canyon Road, and our hours are Thursday through Monday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, over the summer, I think I saw that there was some music there. And do you have anything that you're planning that's coming up, maybe special events or promotions? What are ways that our community can come and support you?
Absolutely. And so most recently, starting in March, we'll be offering pop-up dinners and supper clubs. We're partnering with the local chef here that she is absolutely fantastic. We're excited. We played with the idea of opening, extending our hours and offering a dinner service. And we really felt from a cultural standpoint and being able to be more experimental that that offering these pop-ups was going to be a better avenue for us. And so we're really excited for that. We're also offering event space to rent out for the community. We're partnering with the Montessori School. We're about to have a big function for them in March. It's going to be a Japanese themed party, and Brittany has done a fantastic job partnering with Acequia Madre School Board, and we're doing some PTA things like that for them. And so we're trying to give back to the local community in those ways, and we're excited to be a part of art auctions and this event with the Montessori School. And then alluding into summer, we are going to be having our Apres summer music series again, which we've had some outside music acts, but the majority are local acts. And we have met so many fantastic musicians here that we're looking forward to that. And we have that from 3 to 5. We kind of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, depending. And that'll start in May and go through October. And so it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. I think that's probably our biggest thing to give back to the community, is just those 2 hours of sitting and listening to music and no worries. And we have a smaller food menu But we're excited about that. And then one last thing that we want to start was for our communities, for locals from 8 to 10, we want to have more of that tea vibe and less of restaurant vibe. And so from 8 to 10, we want to offer complimentary either tea or coffee for locals. And stay as long as you want. Make that feel like maybe the tea house was 20 years ago. You know, as Rich purchased it and moved on, we had to bring food in. And unfortunately, the lease and those things have gone up. And so we kind of have to change our business model. And so I think a lot of people miss the days of how the tea house used to be, where Rich maybe had a sofa in there, or Dion had more of a great vibe to it. And so from 8 to 10, we really want to give that that feel back, and we feel like that's the perfect time. And so if you haven't given the tea house a chance in a while because you feel like there's so many tourists or it's just a restaurant, those are the hours that we really want to start focusing on this spring to give back to the community. And like I said, come have a coffee or a tea on us and enjoy the tea house, or bring back those times that maybe you missed 20 years ago.
Tea houses are great because it could be such a versatile space for a number of reasons. One, if someone wants to go by themselves to do some thinking, or maybe they're on that first date, or maybe they want to take their spouse on a date, or maybe they want to go with a group of friends, or maybe you want to meet somebody new. It's such a, again, such a great vibe at your tea house. So head on over, folks, and check it out. Now, what does being part of Santa Fe's local business community mean to you? I know you talked about moving over. And why do programs specifically like the Office of Economic Development, this one, Go Local, Go Different, matter? So what does being part of Santa Fe's local business community mean to you?
Santa Fe is so small and supportive, and partnering with Go Local, Go Different, it's just, they're incredible, all that they do for you. It's just so many avenues, social media. They're just there to help us out, and that just really supports our small businesses, having partners like this in a community that wants to help small businesses and really fight for us. So it's a great, great community.
Well said, Brittany. Cole.
And I think the different programs, just like this one, the Go Local, with the interaction and the community focus, I think they help us think outside the box. Like today's a perfect example. Brittany and I would probably not voluntarily come to a radio station and speak. And then same with this latest program that Go Local's doing, where, you know, you have to scan a barcode and you really have to interact with the business owners. And I think that's neat, because you're actually being able to see the different programs and actually gauge what Go Local's doing, as opposed to, you know, some marketing, it's difficult to gauge if that really worked. And I just think that the different ideas that these local programs are doing are just a great way for us to get out of our comfort zones, and they're certainly community driven. They're fantastic.
Well, the tea house location is so significant in many, many respects. You're talking about how it used to be, and you're bringing up some great memories of that you shared earlier. The location along Canyon Road being so significant culturally and to our history, to locals and to visitors alike, and to create a warm, inviting space for everyone, locals and visitors alike, to be able to come together is really special. And I want to just commend you on your business and what you're doing. And thank you for, you know, taking care of us, taking care of Santa Fe and our visitors. And again, check out the Tea House, folks. You want to head on over to 821 Canyon Road and make it a part of your routine in your life. And I've been inspired to stop on by to go buy some tea. To maybe increase my knowledge in tea. You're talking about kind of combining some teas together. I'm like, okay, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So thank you for inspiring, me and our listeners today. So before we let you go, any final thoughts or shout outs or anything that I may have not asked that you want to share before we finish today?
I would just like to thank Santa Fe for giving us a chance and this opportunity. And when, like you were saying, the community feel of a tea house, and whether it's the cozy inside and all the chatter, and like you said, either you might know the person at the table next to you, and if not, more times than not, people get to know each other, and it's just a great feel. Or the patio's full and everybody's out there chatting and their dogs are there. It makes it all worth it and feels like we're doing what we're supposed to and creating a great little community spot. So thank you, Santa Fe.
Thank you, Brittany. Cole?
Yeah, and again, I want to echo the being so thankful for the community here. And with that being said, is Brittany and I had never owned a restaurant before, and so there were certainly a lot of growing pains. And if you haven't been to the Tea House since we took over, or right when we purchased it, we've made a lot of improvements on the food and the quality of the food, and our staff is fantastic. Brittany's done an excellent job with the training our staff, and give us another chance. I think you'll be thoroughly pleased at the changes that we've made, and we're not perfect, but we're still working on it. And we want Santa Fe to know, even though that we're outsiders and we're Texans, that we embrace the culture here and we embrace Santa Fe, and we want to be a part of this community, and we want your suggestions to improve. And we maybe can't make all those changes right away, but we want Santa Fe to know that that's important to us and this community is important to us.
Well, you're local. You have the heart of a local, and you're beautiful people. You have wonderful hearts, and your business is amazing, and you're taking care of us. And just wish you all the best moving forward. And thank you again for this. And by the way, tea houses are really cool for any time of year. If you want to stay warm during the winter, like now, really wonderful place to be cozy. If you want to go check out the summer music scene and programming that you have planned, and just hang out on the patio with your dog and just chill out and visit with neighbors, another great way to do it all seasons. So appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to the City of Santa Fe, Office of Economic Development. Go local, go different. This initiative is really important. And to our friend Heather for helping get things set up today. We really appreciate you. So we're going to send a shout out to Heather too. All right. This is 99.9 FM, 810 AM. Coming up, we have George Anaya and the New Mexico Music Program. We're going to finish today's conversation with one of my favorite bands of all time, Nosotros.
All right.
We love Nosotros. And I think anyone that's ever heard them, quickly, they become a favorite. So this is KSWV Suave Radio.